Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
It is an honor and a privilege to be here tonight and to share. My heart is full. It is full. The presence of the Lord is so strong up here. I just hope I don't fall out and we just all go home. I want to talk to you about redemption tonight because I know a little something about redemption. Yeah, I do. I'm just going to give you a little background. I was born in a home of my mother and father were alcoholics. And my grandmother actually raised me, and she was a Pentecostal gangster. And what I mean by that is she had just enough God to be scary, okay? Very scary. And I learned at an early age to survive, and I never felt safe. You never feel safe when your parents are addicted. Can I go there tonight? And so therefore, my life was interesting because I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Anybody, yeah. Yeah, because I never had it at home. I had to go seeking to find it. And the truth is, I never really found it in the world, yeah? Because, you know, I tell you the truth. I'm just going to be raw and real here tonight. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I've been poor and I've been rich. I mean filthy rich, okay? And you can buy happiness for about 5 minutes. You can buy a high for about 5 minutes. But the one thing you cannot buy that is not for sale is peace. Peace is not for sale. That only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And when you surrender your life to Him, it changes everything. So I know a little something about redemption because I've been up and I've been down and I've been sideways and I've done it all, tried it all a couple of times. And I feel like I'm just going to be raw and real here because that's just who I am. I got to tell you, I married the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, and none of that worked out, I can tell you. And then I decided, well, I'll just marry money, and it'll all be fine, yeah? So I married a doctor that made $500,000 a year. And I had 4 cars and an airplane and mink coats to match my cars. And I thought I was big and bad. But the truth is, I thought I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Yeah. And it was kind of Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, it was. So, you know what? I'm talking about redemption. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I want to talk to you about, redemption, because only Jesus Christ can redeem you from yourself. And, you know, I thought I was a legend in my own mind. Anybody? Huh? Well, you're all looking so innocent out there. Really? So, how many of you know that the Lord pursues you even when you don't want Him to? And He never forgets you. He never forgets you because He has a call, purpose, and a plan over your life. And it doesn't matter how far you run, and I ran far and fast, but He will always, always reach down to your pit, where you live, where you are. What condition is your condition in? I guarantee you, He'll meet you there. Can I get an amen? Come on. Are you awake out there, or are you the frozen chosen? What's happening here? I'm pouring my heart out up here, and you're like looking at me like, where'd she come from? It's the truth. Am I telling you the truth? I'm telling you the truth. You can, listen, you can have it all, and you think you have it all, and you think you're all that, and you're all spiritual and stuff. Till Jesus gets a hold of you and starts, what's the next word? Transformation. And sometimes he has to break you to make you. Huh? He has to break you to make you. Because he wants you to have glorious salvation and transformation. And he thinks more of you than you think of yourself sometimes. Because I know for myself, he carried me. He gently nudged me. And sometimes he pulled me by the hair. He drugged me. Anybody been drugged? Not that kind of drug. Not that. Drug you by the hair, drug you by your collar, said, come on over here. I need you. I need you and I want you. And I said, who, me? Hey, I was a professional sinner. Professional. I could have got Academy Award, okay? I could have got an Academy Award because I was a professional sinner and I liked my sin. Come on, can I be real and raw, Pastor? Can I just tell it like it is? That is who I used to be. How you like me now? How you like me now? You know why? Because I got Jesus. Come on. You know, I'm going to tell you something. The only good thing in me, please. Bob, Jesus, and you, those of you that know me well, Sue and Janet, they'll tell you, it's Jesus in me, the hope of glory, the hope of glory. Listen, if he can change me, he can change anybody, and I'll tell you, I was not born in a pastoral DNA home. Okay, I was born and kind of messed around in Jerry Springerville. That's kind of where my house was. Jerry Springerville was my childhood. Well, you know, I'm just telling the truth. And we're talking about what tonight? What are we talking about here? We're talking about redemption. We are talking about Jesus Christ and him changing you, transformation. But I had to be broken. Because money was my God. It was. I thought, if you have money, what do you need God for? I'm just telling you. And I had a lot of it. And I thought, what do I need God for? You know, I got my thing going on. Well, then the wheels fell off. As wills do fall off sometimes. Because when you marry it, when they leave you, they take it with them. They're so serious. This is a tough crowd, Bob. Trust me, it went bye-bye. You know, the Bible says money is like a bird. Isn't that what it says? It'll fly away. It flies away. And when you get money the wrong way, you will always have a hole in your pocket because you will never, ever, ever, ever have peace about it. You won't. And it'll go away. Something will break down. The car will fall off. Your refrigerator will go bonky. Something will happen. And it'll take it all away, and there you're left with your beautiful self. Your beautiful self. Yeah, right. So sometimes you have to be broken. And sometimes you have to lose it all to gain the one thing. Beautiful Jesus, huh? Come on. Now you should be happy about that. Beautiful Jesus. Because let me tell you something about this man called Jesus. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He won't throw you under the bus. He won't move and change his phone number. I've had that happen to me. Did that go over your head? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Now, that's bad when they move and change their phone number. You know, that's really bad. But I'm talking about what? Redemption. I'm talking about redemption tonight. And, you know, he is the only one. Listen to me. Trust me on this one, okay? He is the only one that satisfies. He is the only one that can restore your life. He's the only one that can bring divine reversal. Huh? Come on, that's a good word right there. You ought to be cheering for that. Divine reversal. And let me tell you how he does that. Because we messed up. And we mess up every day. We make bad decisions. We marry the wrong people. We get the wrong job. We go to the wrong church. Oh, I'm sorry. I take that back. Not this one. Not this one. But come on. We do silly things. We do silly things. We say flesh. Because we're in the flesh and not in the spirit. And so we do silly things. And we make mistakes. Financial mistakes. Relationship mistakes. Name it. Put a name on it. I don't know. I've done them all. I've done them all. And by the power of the blood, we have divine reversal. How many of you want a redo in this house? How many of you could use a redo on some things? And those of you that don't want one, well, that's okay. That's okay. You'll get there. So I love Jesus. Now, I'm just telling you about redemption because he redeemed my life. And, I mean, he had to break me to make me. And so, quick story, I lost all the money. And so I had two choices. I could live or die. And I chose to live. Because when you go from $500,000 a year at the country club and four cars and an airplane, and you lose it all and you go down to about 10 grand a year. How many of you know that's a long fall? Huh? Come on. But sometimes God has to take everything so he's the only thing left. Are you awake out there? Are you awake out there? Sometimes he's got to be the only one that you can cling to because he's the only one that has your answer. He's the only one that can redeem your life. He's the only one that can make you into what he had on his mind originally when he created you before you made the mess. Can I say that? Is it okay, Bob? Am I okay? So this is what I'm... He'll probably never ask me to do this again. That's okay. But listen, he breaks you to make you. And I'm here to tell you, he has restored everything that the enemy stole from me because I partnered with the enemy. How many of you know you can partner with the enemy? How many of you know that's double dumb? Huh? Come on. Anybody been there? You know, you partner with the enemy. It's not a good place. It's not a good place. And when you do that, you open yourself up to destruction. He will eat your lunch and pop your sack. The devil. I'm talking about the devil now. And he will laugh doing it. How many times does he make you do something? It's his fault. He makes you do it. But then he comes around and says, condemnation, poor shame on you. Look what you did. And he made you do it. He's a very bad boy. He's a very bad boy. So I'm going to get serious now for a few minutes, if I can. So the definition of redemption, I'm going to give you a quick, I looked it up in the dictionary today, and it's a buyback. To redeem, to rescue, yeah, to make free from sin, to make good, to make it up to you. Wow, that is so cool. Transformation, to act in a, oh, I better have my glasses. I thought I just got healed. Let's see. Transformation, an active process and transforming, a complete change. Think about that. A complete change. How many of you want some change in your life? How many want you to change and you want your circumstances to change? Well, you got to surrender. And I mean, you got to surrender it all. You can't have one foot. I tried this. It doesn't work. Don't sign up for that class. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. It does not work. Oh, he's shaking his head. Yeah. It doesn't work, does it, brother? It doesn't work. It does not work. You have to be sold out. And if you're not sold out, I'm telling you, it will not go well with you. You have to go out. You got to lay it down. Everything. You've got to lay it down. Because if you don't, you're not going to have the benefits. God gives benefits. He's a benefit. He's a covenant-keeping God. He's a covenant-keeping God. I'm gonna go quickly here. Benefits of redemption. Let's just go there. Eternal life. How about that one? You like that? Eternal life. Eternal life. Revelations 5, 9 through 10. Forgiveness of sin. Anybody need a little forgiveness of sin? Come on. Ephesians 1 through 7. Come on. Adoption into God's family. We are the family of God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are washed in the blood. We are white as snow. Our sins are in the sea of forgetfulness as far as the east is from the west. He doesn't even remember them. Thank God. Of a sinner such as I used to be, thank God. But I know there's no sinners in this house. So then we have deliverance from sin and bondage. 1 Peter 1 through 14. Peace with God. That's a good one. Peace with God. We have peace with God. That's Colossians 1, 18 through 20. Indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now that'll help you. Because you can't do this without the Holy Spirit. I mean, you can, but yeah, it doesn't work that great. So that's 1 Corinthians 9 through 20. So, redemption by the blood of the cross. Redemption by the blood. Whew. Wow. He's redeemed my life from death, hell, and the grave. Trust me, I should be dead. I've been places and done things that it was only the angel of the Lord that preserved me. How many of you know that you can go to some very dark places and you need the Lord? And he is the only one that can rescue you. And you know, isn't it amazing? When we were yet in sin, I mean, we were out there crazy. And he still kept us. He kept us. He kept us alive. He didn't take us out. He kept us. He sent an angel. He sent a person. Yeah. Most of you, not all of you, but most of you have been in dark places where you know if it wasn't for the Lord, you would be dead. Amen. You'd be food for worms right now. I'm serious with you. This is serious business. You've got to surrender. You've got to go all in because of his love. I mean, this beautiful worship was all about God's love. He first loved us. He first loved us. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm going to switch gears here a little bit because this afternoon the Lord was speaking to me, and I'm going to try to keep it together here so I can deliver this to you because it was so deep for me. And I was just talking to the Lord, and you know, we know the Beatitudes. We know what Jesus said when he walked this earth. But do you know what he said when he hung on the cross? Do you know what he said when he was bleeding and dying and pierced and ripped and spat upon, 39 lashes. He was bleeding to death, and he was dying a horrible death on the cross on our behalf. Now imagine, and he was naked, people. the holy God, holy Jesus, without spot or wrinkle, not one sin. He was innocent. And they crucified him on our behalf. And do you know something? He spoke from the cross. He talked from the cross. Not many people talk about what he said when he was hanging there, bleeding and dying on our behalf. And I'm going to go over some things that he said. One, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was speaking. He was in agony. He was bleeding to death. And yet he chose to speak hanging on the cross. And he said, in his bleeding and in his dying, what? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In Luke 23 through 34, then there was the thief on the cross. Jesus looked at him, and he said, this day, you will be in paradise with me, because Jesus has salvation, even as he was dying on the cross. Bloody, beaten, ripped, torn, humiliated. He spoke. He spoke. Father, forgive them. And then he spoke to the thief. The thief, now look, it's one thing to be punished when you're guilty. It's not good when you're innocent and you're being punished. But this man that was next to Jesus, he was guilty. Do you understand? He had done the crime, all right? But what did Jesus say in his agony and in the condition he was in? He encouraged that man and told him that this day you will have salvation because you will be in paradise with me. He spoke from the cross when he was dying. What else did he speak? He looked at his mother. He looked at his mother. While he was suffering and dying for our sins, he looked at his mother. He didn't shrink his responsibility. Come on, I'm talking about Jesus here. Are you getting this? I'm talking about the Lord, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, dying on a cross and still speaking his love. His love. So he looked at his mother, even in his suffering. He had compassion on her. Her future was unknown because Jesus was going to his death. And he said to her, woman, behold your son. And it was John. John, the best friend, his best friend, he said, mother. And so, and he said to John, John, behold your mother. From the cross, he was dying. And he took care of his mother in that state. Yeah. He was taking care of his responsibilities, even though he was passing from this life. That's pretty amazing to me. The fourth thing that Jesus said was, he was in agony because here's what he said. My God, why have thou forsaken me? That's in Mark 15:34. The most agonizing thing for Jesus, even though the physical agony was tremendous, the most agonizing thing is that his father had to turn his back on him because he had the whole sins of the world laid upon his body. And his father had to forsake him. He had to turn his back. That's a tremendous suffering for Jesus. If the physical suffering wasn't enough, now his father, whom he loved and never had been separated from, turned his back to his son on our behalf for us. The sins of the world were laid upon Jesus' body. That was a very agonizing moment for him. And Jesus had a choice. He could have called on a myriad of angels to bring him down off that cross, but he chose not to. He chose to suffer and die on our behalf. The fifth thing he said, and you can look it up in the Bible. I'm not making this up. He said, I thirst. I thirst. He spoke that from the cross. I thirst. This statement really reveals the physical agony that Jesus was in. He was in physical agony and great pain and great sorrow. But he chose it because he loved us. And so if you're suffering in your body and you don't have relief, just know that Jesus understands your suffering. He knows what you're going through. If you've been contending for a healing for a very long time or a breakthrough, he was 100% man, 100% God. He felt everything. He is not a man that can't be touched by our infirmities. He understands. He understands. He understands and he knows and he gets in that thing with you because he was bruised for our transgression. The chastisement of his peace, our peace, was upon him. And by 39 lashes that he bore on his own flesh, we are healed. We are healed. We are healed. Sixth thing that Jesus said on the cross, he verbalized this. The statement is, it is finished. It's finished. Once and for all, no more bulls, no more pigeons, no more animal sacrifice, a body God required, and Jesus met. He met that. He met that. He met that. It is finished. And he has the victory today. He has the victory of the cross. He has the victory in your life. He is the victor. He has victory, and you have eternal life because he bought it for you. He paid for it with his own body. Okay? So victory, eternal life, eternal life. He spoke from the cross. Eternal life, the victory. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. And all powers and principalities are under your feet. If you have an addiction, if you have a body ailment, it is Jesus conquered that at the cross. And you just have to look at that. Look at the cross because it is victory. That is where your victory is, in the cross. Eternal life, healing, restoration, redemption. I'm talking about redemption. I mean, I know this is slightly heavy, but this is the truth. I'm trying to bring you the good news because even though this doesn't sound like good news, this is good news. This is good news. Listen, nobody else died for you. Come on. Come on. Buddha, Hutu, and who you, they're food for worms. They did not raise from the dead. They did not die for you. They are still in the grave. There is only one that took your sin on his own body on a tree 2,000 years ago, and his name is Jesus Christ. And you better praise him right now. You better praise him because he deserves it. The seventh thing, he spoke seven different statements while he was bleeding and dying. Seventh statement. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Hallelujah. He's reunited with his Father. Hallelujah. That's a happy day. He was united with his Father forever, never to be separated again, because the blood of the cross was, it was finished. It was finished. And so shall he be with the Lord forever. And he committed himself. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. How about you? You're going to commit your spirit? You're going to give your spirit, soul, body, everything you have to Jesus? Because that's what it's going to take. that's what it's going to take. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's worth it. It's worth it. It's so worth it. So, he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. So, I think we're going to just play a song for you. And thank you so much for letting me share. I know this was slightly heavy, but we have to remember what he said. When his thesis is, you know, some people think it's his last will and testament over there. No, he was breathing his last breath when he was talking about these things. This was his last will and testament. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Forgiveness, salvation, companionship, salvation, eternal life. Paid for. Paid in full. He stamped your papers paid in full. Give him praise right now. Give him praise right now. You ought to be happy about this. You ought to be happy about this. It is finished. Your sins are forgiven. You are on your way to heaven. You need to praise them. So I'm just going to key up a song and then maybe we'll do some ministry. I don't see what the Lord has. Just put your eyes on Jesus right now. Just look unto the cross. Look unto him. He loves you. And he's not a man on the cross anymore. He's rose again. And the same power that rose Jesus from the dead lives in you. And he's alive and well. He is no longer on the cross. He is a resurrected power that lives on the inside of you. Put your eyes on him. Put your eyes on Jesus, your Savior, your King, your Deliverer. And you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight. It's already been won. And I am redeemed. You set me free. Come on, look at him. Look at him. He loves you. He loves you. He's a risen king. He's going to meet your needs. Divine reversal. Come on, look at him. He's beautiful. He loves you. He loves you. He's a risen king. He's a risen king. I knew.
redeemed. Thank God, redeemed.
If you would like prayer, if you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus, if you would like to just come up and bow at the altar, and if I could have the praise team come up real quick, or somebody, if you want prayer, just come up. Just come on up. Just come on up. If you want prayer, just come up. If you want to rededicate your life, if you just want to let the Lord just minister to you, just come on up and get some prayer. Just quickly pray. I hope this message wasn't too heavy, but I just want you to understand how much the Lord loves you and the price he paid for you. And you're that valuable to him. You're that valuable to him that he chose to come from heaven to this earth and die and lay down his life for you because he loves you and you are valuable to him. So if you want prayer, you may come up. I'm just going to pray for everyone, Bob says. Okay. Father, we just thank you for this night, Lord. We just thank you, Father, that you died for us. But Lord, we thank you that you didn't stay in the grave. You rose again. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Lord, we thank you. We worship you. We adore you. We bless you, God. We thank you for what you did for us. And Lord, we thank you that we are dedicated to you, God. We are dedicated to you, Lord. We will not take no for an answer. We say yes to your will, yes to your ways, yes to your plans. Yes to you, Jesus, and we thank you for revival in the land. We want to be burning ones. We want to be burning ones with a heart sold out to you, Jesus, because you paid the price. Lord, just fire us up. Fire us up. Set us ablaze. Set us ablaze in our hearts, God. We thank you so much, God, that you love us. And that you are for us, not against us. And God, we thank you for divine reversal. God, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for breakthrough in every area of our lives, God. We just worship you. We worship you. We give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Give him praise. Give him praise in the house. Amen.